Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy football.
It's time for One Dude with a Fantasy. One dude with just one fantasy. Okay. Tune in or listen on the Odyssey app. Bo Johnson gives you the latest fantasy football updates, picks, and more to make sure your team is a winner.
Look, I don't know what sort of twisted fantasy you've concocted.
One Dude with a Fantasy is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Bo Johnson.
Catch a damn pass, why don't you? Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome into One Dude with a Fantasy, man. And wow, although this may not be a fantasy football topic, those of you that stayed up for Georgia Tech last night, wow, what a treat did you get to watch. I actually told myself, 404-726-0929, by the way, give us a shout. Noelle White's on the other side of the glass, screening those phone calls. She can patch you through. We got a lot to get into today, so by no means do I think that we're going to get through everything. So just remember, you can find me on the socials at Jedi Sports Radio on Twitter and IG. I'm on Facebook, too, if you want to look me up. If you don't have the other stuff, I'm just Bo Johnson over there. Anyways, I told myself yesterday, still moving, if any of you that, you know, listen during the week to the Midday Show with Andy Randy, 11 to 2 Monday through Friday, or the Steakhouse, 9 to 11 Monday through Friday, where I make special guest appearances twice a week or so. I've been moving, but we didn't have to rush through it. We've had like 3 weeks, and now this is the last weekend. So yesterday, I'd gone kind of crazy, bought a new TV. So I hung two TVs yesterday in my living room. I was kind of tired. I told myself, I'm going to go to bed after this Georgia Tech game's over, which should have been like 11 o'clock. Then anyway, I'm going to get 6 hours of sleep, which is what I usually go for. Yeah, so I dozed off in my chair at about overtime number 2, woke up at about overtime number 6 at midnight. Thing went to like 12:30, 8 freaking overtimes. But if Georgia receivers just catch passes, which has been their thing all season. Anyways, fun game there, but this is a fantasy football show. Lots of games that have already been played that we're going to talk about here in a minute. But this week, week 13, 0 teams on a bye. All right, so this is a good week where we can get into those matchups that have already happened because we've already had 4 games. Because there's a lot of stuff in those games that needs to be unpacked. All right, but you, with no teams on bye, you also already kind of know who your ballers are and who you're going to start. It's not like you're scraping the bottom of the barrel to find pickups to insert for teams on bye. Now, what you can do, week 14 is next week. That is the penultimate week before the playoffs start. No, this is the penultimate week. No, next week, yeah. I guess next week would be the regular season finale. This would be the penultimate week. Anyways, start planning ahead. Hopefully you started last week, 2 weeks ago. Because next week, in week 14, I went on a whole rant about this last weekend. Stupid NFL schedule makers put six teams on bye in week 14. Broncos, Colts, Patriots, Commanders, Ravens, Texans. Lots of fantasy goodness in there. I actually own a team, a fantasy football team, where I've got Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, and Drake May. It's a dynasty. I wouldn't own three quarterbacks in a redraft unless it was a super flex. It's a dynasty league. All three of those guys are on bye. I picked up somebody. I forget who it was. But a couple weeks ago in a league where I'm looking pretty good and I had the roster space, you know, I could cut somebody. I picked up like Russell Wilson because of another team that I have Lamar on bye. So plan ahead, because most of your league mates will not. That's where you get the advantage for listening to One Dude with a Fantasy at 7:05 a.m. on a Saturday morning, or rewinding on the Odyssey app, either way. Or you can also find us, you know, on iTunes and such. You just got to like the Andy and Randy page. That's where my stuff goes. I'm not cool enough to have my own page on our little website, but it's all good. So plan ahead. I told you last weekend as well that I was going to give you some running backs that should be owned in the event that we have injury, because that's who should be on your bench. We're going to run through the depth charts of the NFL teams real fast before we get into the Thursday and Friday games. All it takes is one little injury. James Conner, how have you not missed any games this season? Those are the examples that I'm talking about. You don't want to get hamstrung in the playoffs if your running back goes out, all right? If you only start one tight end, especially if your tight end has already been on a bye, you don't need to keep a handcuffed tight end, all right? You do need handcuff. Running backs are top of the list. Then after that, it's just, you know, if you've got good players, it just boom or bust guys that you have on your lineup still, that, you know, you played during good matchups, that's fine. Trey Benson should be owned in all leagues as a backup to James Conner, although Amari DiMarcado has actually been getting some run lately, but I would assume Tyler Algier's owned widely. I'm going to fly through depth charts here. Justice Hill absolutely must be owned, and he probably is in most leagues for the Baltimore Ravens. As he spells Derrick Henry from time to time, I'm not saying start him on a weekly basis, but I'm sure that he's already owned, as he's a pretty good PPR player. Ray Davis is the backup to James Cook. He's probably out there and probably can stay out there. If you are a James Cook owner, it's probably worth owning Ray Davis. That's what most of these guys are. Some of them are going to be out there and maybe out there should an injury occur, but you can also play defense in fantasy football and own some of these guys just to block your teammates from getting them, or maybe to give you some trade bait if somebody gets hurt. Jonathan Brooks, who was activated last week for the Panthers, is probably already owned but should be. Roschon Johnson's a good one for the Chicago Bears. Roschon's been scoring a few touchdowns here of late. You're going to want to own Roschon. Khalil Herbert, same thing for the Cincinnati Bengals. Since they signed Khalil Herbert, he fumbled on his first carry, and I don't think he's even seen much action since then. But if Chase Brown goes down, and the way they use Chase Brown, he probably will. I don't want to predict injury or think that injury is going to happen to somebody. Chase Brown touches the ball like 30 times a game since Zach Moss was put on IR. Khalil Herbert needs to be owned. Jerome Ford is probably widely owned because Nick Chubb just now got like 20 carries last week. Zeke Elliott is technically Rico Dowdle's backup. He got one carry on Thursday. You don't need to own Zeke Elliott. If Rico Dowdle goes down, just look elsewhere. Zeke Elliott looks like he's running through sludge when he's out there. So, Javonte Williams backups, both of them. Audric Estime and Jaleel McLaughlin. You literally have no idea which one of these guys is going to get more carries or more work if Javonte Williams goes down. They kind of split. It's kind of like a split backup backfield. It's kind of like a three-way split in that Denver Broncos running room, and that's how Sean Payton likes it. So those guys are already in a three-way dance there. Kind of hard to determine which one of those guys you're going to play every week. As far as the Lions go, Sonic and Knuckles, Gibbs and Monty, if you watched on Thanksgiving, goodness gracious, can't wait to get into that game, at least where those guys are concerned. Not a lot of fantasy goodness there, but they're a lot of fun. Chris Brooks is Josh Jacobs' backup. He's probably going to split work with Emmanuel Wilson. Doesn't really need to be owned if Josh Jacobs were to get hurt. Same with the Houston Texans guys, Dari Ungabwale and Damian Pierce. Neither one of those are really going to be, you know, if Joe Mixon gets hurt, it's probably going to be a split backfield. Not necessary to own those guys. Trey Sermon is Jonathan Taylor's backup. Tank Bigsby's probably already owned, and he is already – I don't know why he's even – he'll have a week where he gets twice the work that Travis Etienne, who is the most frustrating running back in fantasy football this season. And then he'll have a week where Travis Etienne gets 12 carries. Tank Bigsby will get 8, and Travis Etienne won't do anything with it. Do with that information what you will. Isaiah Pacheco got a little bit more work on – Friday, yesterday, than I thought he would. But Kareem Hunt still needs to be owned. I don't know if Kareem Hunt's startable anymore, which kind of sucks. The Zamir White, Alexander Mattison, you know, Zamir White's definitely the backup there, but he's been hurt. Amir Abdullah got some run and should be owned. That's kind of a murky little backfield there. Gus Edwards should definitely be owned because J.K. Dobbins is hurt, and we may be a while. He's got an MCL issue. He's considered week to week. Not playing this week. Behind him, it's Hassan Haskins and Kamani Vidal. I think Kamani Vidal is going to get a chance as the season progresses, and maybe even this week versus the Atlanta Falcons. I actually have a league where I have an out Austin Ekeler, and my choices are Kamani Vidal or Tyler Algier. Tyler Algier, since the Falcons have been playing from behind, doesn't get much work, and I'm probably going to start Kamani Vidal just to roll the dice. I'm already behind a little bit. So, with the Rams, Blake Corum has not got a lot of run this year yet. Kyron Williams has been healthy. Blake Corum absolutely has to be owned. He's one of those guys. For the Dolphins, Jalen Wright and Raheem Mostert, it's probably going to split work. Not really worth earning those guys. Cam Akers is probably widely owned. He has taken over for Ty Chandler as Aaron Jones' backup. For the Patriots, Antonio Gibson, not going to own him. If Ramondre Stevenson gets hurt, I'm looking elsewhere. The Saints, Jamal Williams has actually been practicing this week, and if Alvin Kamara goes down, I'm probably not going to trust Jamal Williams. He's one of those other situations. Tyrone Tracy has Devin Singletary behind. Devin Singletary actually gets work, so he should be owned anyway. Behind Breece Hall, you got Braylon Allen. Probably going to look elsewhere if Breece Hall gets hurt. Behind Saquon, you got Kenny Gainwell. Okay, he's been a cool little PPR stash for past seasons. Doesn't need to be owned right now. Hopefully Saquon just stays healthy because what a hell of a season he's having. Jalen Warren, of course, backs up Najee Harris on any given week. Any one of those guys might have a better week than the other. Jordan Mason is still going to be owned out there. He's sitting behind Christian McCaffrey. You got the Zach Charbonnet, Kenneth Walker situation. Zach Charbonnet should be owned because he would be the A1A guy if Kenneth Walker were to get hurt. You got the three-way dance in Tampa. Those guys are already all owned and already get split work as it is. Tajay Spears, Tony Pollard, same thing. If either one of those guys is hurt, the other one's going to do well, but Julius Chestnut and Josh Kelly aren't worth being owned. Don't waste your time. With the Commanders, Austin Eckler's out this week. I'll mention that in the injury report again. Jeremy McNichols is recently elevated from the practice squad. He will back up Brian Robinson. Whether he is worth being owned or not, I'm not 100% sure, but I do own him in several leagues because Brian Robinson has been injured in and out this season as well. So there you have it. Own backup running backs in fantasy football. That's all I got to tell you. I'm telling you, hopefully your squad stays healthy throughout the playoffs. You don't have to worry about this. After week 14, once we get in the playoffs, weeks 15, 16, 17, 18, we got no more buys. So if your guys stay healthy, you're in good shape. But that's what happens in fantasy football. All it takes is 1 week. While we got like a couple minutes here, Let me get into this Bears-Lions game real quick. What the hell was Matt Eberflus thinking? Oh, my goodness gracious. Damn right he deserved to lose his job. Just for kind of being a schmuck afterwards and be like, no, I'd liked our game plan. What was your game plan, man? You had a full timeout with 30 seconds left. I understand if you thought your quarterback was going to be able to get the playoff. It takes about 6 or 7 seconds to run an NFL play, and that's a quick one. You know, you got to get the ball out of your hands. When you get down to 10 seconds, you still have time for two plays. Why the hell didn't you call the timeout then? That's when you as a head coach has to make that decision. But Matt Eberflus did lose his job over that situation. We're going to get into the scoring aspect of this game and the rest of the Thanksgiving and Black Friday game on the other side of this break. Give me a shout. 404-726-0929. This is One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You may be listening on the Odyssey app.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Back to One Dude with a Fantasy.
My Fantasy.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Something is all on me. Love waking up to a little corn. 7:20 in the morning on Saturday morning. Welcome back to Sports Radio 99 The Game. This is One Dude with a Fantasy, man. 404-726-0929 is the number to the text line. You can also call us if you want. Shout out Reese on the text line. Reese, where you been, man? I know you listen 24/7, but I haven't heard from you in a while. He gives me a shout out spelling my name B-E-A-U-X, which is funny because in high school, when they pass around, I don't know if they still do this, but, you know, yearbooks were a big thing back then. They may still be. They passed around a little piece of paper through all the classes that say, hey, make sure that your name is spelled correctly, and I guess whatever else they put on your caption. So when they would do that, I would spell my name B-E-A-U-X. So in all my high school yearbooks, my name is spelled B-E-A-U-X, which is just kind of funny. I didn't even start spelling it B-E-A-U until I was a freshman in high school. Took French. Those are nicknames, so I can spell it however the hell I want. A fantasy question on the text line from the 470. How do you feel about the health of Breece Hall? Two-part question. And then PPR, Khalil Shakir or Michael Pittman? I do not feel good about the health of Breece Hall. I do believe that you should own Braylon Allen. I do think that he'll get most of the work if Breece Hall were to go down, but I would assume hopefully you have better options than Braylon Allen if Breece Hall goes down. I don't feel good about it, though. He's healthy right now. He is a very good football player. You know, unfortunately, the Jets have been playing from behind. This week they got a winnable game, so we'll see. As far as the other question goes, and if you got anything for me, I don't know how much fired ice we're going to get to this week because I ramble a little bit. We still got four football games to talk about. But you can always reach out to me on Twitter at Jedi Sports Radio. But text me for the next 38 minutes on the text line if you got specific starts hit questions. Shakir Pittman. So we're going to get to the injury report. Alec Pierce is actually on their injury report with a foot injury. He's questionable. The Colts are playing the Patriots this week. And you can damn well bet that Christian Gonzalez is going to be all over Michael Pittman as Josh Downs is also out for the Indianapolis Colts. So Downs is out. Pierce is questionable. Pittman's the number one guy on the depth chart still. But you throw in the fact that it's Anthony Richardson who does not throw the ball but 150 yards a game. And the fact that Christian Gonzalez is having a great season. The answer to my question is going to be Khalil Shakir, who his running mate of late, Keon Coleman, one of his running mates. Keon Coleman's hurt. So I like Khalil Shakir. It's Sunday nights versus the 49ers. We're going to have to spread the ball around. Amari Cooper's going to play too, but it's going to be Khalil Shakir for me. Khalil Shakir's been the best receiver for the Bills when he's been on the field this season. So there you go. What up, Mo? He actually woke up. Mo usually listens on the rewind on the app, and he's live at 7:23 in Columbus, Georgia. Wow. as Abe Gordon enters the producer studio. As always, guys are always breathing down my neck to get out of here in 36 minutes. All right, anywho, back to Thursday. So, despite Matt Eberflus being a complete knucklehead and losing his job, the Bears actually did put up some pretty decent fantasy numbers. Caleb Williams, 20 for 39, 256, 26 points. Caleb Williams is kind of turning a corner, and it doesn't matter if the Bears win football games. The best thing for Caleb Williams right now is for him to be playing from behind every week anyway, if you own Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is not to the point where he's taking a game over, and he's where he's going to put up consistent fantasy points every week. What we want Caleb Williams to do is be chucking the ball all over the place, and they're going to be doing that if they play from behind. All right, DeAndre Swift, 11 carries for 39 yards. They were behind most of the games. He gets you 9 points. Better days are ahead. Maybe not too much better. Not sure if I'm going to be able to trust DeAndre Swift moving into the playoffs, but you've been kind of riding this wave the entire season. DJ Moore has a good game. So do the Bears pass catchers have a good game. Caleb Williams throws for 3 touchdowns. DJ Moore catches one of them. He gets 8 for 97 for 24 points. Keelan Allen also gets 24 points, 5 for 73, and 2 of those scores. Love to see that. Cole Kmet, 3 for 26 and a touchdown. Better days ahead. You have to just, I mean, that's when he's one of those tight end bucket guys. Never know what you're going to get. Over to the Giants. Jared Goff, 17 points, 23 for 34, 221. He throws for touchdowns, but not a lot of volume. Great, great quarterback, too, in a two-quarterback league. I doubt that you're having to start Jared Goff this week, but look, he's turned it on since the first 2 weeks of the season. He's been a viable fantasy starter. I mentioned Sonic and Knuckles. If you didn't see these guys entering the stadium on Thursday, first off, Sonic the Hedgehog and Knuckles walked them into the stadium. The actual mascots. Then, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs had their matching, their cleats on, which is pretty cool. You have to go look at you have to go Google Sonic and Knuckles to see what kind of shoes they have on, because if you just saw their cleats with the little buckles on them, it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense. But it's pretty cool. David Montgomery is the better running back this week. 21 carries for 88 yards. Jahmyr Gibbs has 9 carries for 87 yards. 2 receptions for 17 yards. David Montgomery actually has more receptions too, 3 for 36. That's not usually the case. But at least Jahmyr Gibbs gets you double-digit fantasy points. David Montgomery gets you 15. Gibbs gets you 10. They're both locked in every single freaking week. Don't even get cute and think that they're not. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 5 for 73. Only gets you 12 points. Same thing with Amon-Ra St. Brown. You're not going to not start him. Sam Laporta has become pretty useful lately. He only had 3 receptions, but 2 of them are for touchdowns. So keep that in mind. Not seeing a whole lot of volume. And with no teams on bye, you probably didn't have to start Sam Laporta this week. Fantasy football's number one scoring tight end last year. It's too many weapons in Detroit. Too many weapons. Moving right along, Giants, Cowboys, that snooze fest. I mean, they did put up 45 points. Cowboys win that one 27-20. Not a whole lot of fantasy goodness that you're going to see from the New York Giants. You know, it's not like you're going to start Drew Lock. And in a super flex, okay, he got you 15 points. We'll move on from him. Tyrone Tracy, still going to be the guy at the top of the depth chart. He scores you 15 points. But Devin Singletary gets 7 catches in this game, which is a little bit worrisome for me moving forward. Once you get past week 14, where you may have to use Tyrone Tracy, I'm a little bit worried that Devin Singletary almost matches him in catches. I don't know that Devin Singletary is going to be a guy that Tyrone Tracy is going to be a guy that I want to put all of my eggs in a basket when it comes time for the playoffs. So just keep that in mind. Devin Singletary, maybe they're trying to make him a thing again. Maybe they're just trying to do new things in New York. As that franchise is just garbagey. Malik Nabers, the big story here. I guess Squeaky Wheel kind of gets the grease. Where'd you go? Malik Nabers, 8 receptions for 69 yards. They actually threw the ball to him early. Didn't wait to the fourth quarter. Malik Nabers gets 15 points. Over on the Dallas side, Cooper Rush, same thing. If you're in a spot and you need a backup, I mean, if you need a quarterback and a super flex, Cooper Rush, 21 for 36. He actually gets you 12 points. Nobody was starting Cooper Rush. Rico Dowdle, 22 carries for 112 yards and a score, get you 21 points. But like I said, Zeke Elliott got one carry. If Rico Dowdle goes down, Zeke Elliott's not a guy that you're going to want to depend on. All right, Zeke Elliott, not a startable fantasy commodity. Get you one carry. I think he scored you a point. The story here is the Dallas Cowboys pass catchers. CeeDee Lamb re-aggravates a previous shoulder injury, and I think he did that. I was doing stuff. I think he did that like in the second quarter because he was on the sideline. I had the volume down on this one because I had stuff going on or something else was on, but there wasn't any football. I think maybe – oh, so it's our goal, Tara and I, to go see Gladiator 2, but she wanted to watch Gladiator. So we actually chose to do that during Cowboys-Giants. So I had no volume on the Cowboys-Giants game. CeeDee Lamb goes out in like the second quarter with a shoulder injury. Now, if CeeDee Lamb doesn't play next week, which he probably will, but what are the Cowboys even playing for? It's a little bit early to be saying that CeeDee Lamb's just going to be sat and shut down. He never even went back to the back. You could tell the shoulder was just agitated, irritated. So keep a close eye on this one because if you've got CeeDee Lamb, who's going to be the number one guy in Dallas if he's not in there? Well, because of their quarterback situation, it has to be somebody. I just don't know that I'd trust any of the guys that it could be. Kamonte Turpin, 4 receptions. Brandon Cooks in his return, 3 receptions. He does get the score. But like I say, every week, fantasy football is a volume game. And CeeDee Lamb had 2 receptions. Now, Luke Schoonmaker, the tight end, had 5. So he may stay with that. So he may get 5, but what do you do with the other few receptions that CeeDee Lamb got? I don't think the Dallas Cowboys are going to put up enough offense for any of that to matter. So if CeeDee Lamb's hurt, Brandon Cooks would probably be the guy, but only in an act of desperation would I start Brandon Cooks if I have CeeDee Lamb in fantasy football. Look, I know he scored a touchdown. I get it. You don't want to chase touchdowns, though. 3 catches. That's what you need to be looking at. Give me this Xavier Worthy crap. Now, this, you know, Xavier Worthy's been more useful lately, but still, not really. Jalen Tolbert, 6 points. Kamonte Turpin gets you 10. Brandon Cook gets you 11. Somebody's going to catch more receptions than the other guys moving forward. Let's just hope CeeDee Lamb plays moving forward because I have CeeDee Lamb on a couple of few teams here. Moving right along, Dolphins, Packers. Apparently, the rumor, you don't think that for an NFL football player to not be able to play in the cold should be a thing, but maybe it is. Tua played all right. Threw the ball 46 freaking times. Completed 37 of them for 365 yards, 2 touchdowns. They just lose the game. Maybe it's the other Dolphins that can't play in cold weather. Tua gets you 25 points. Devon Achane, 7 receptions or 7 rushes for 14 yards, but he also threw in 8 catches for 56 yards and a score. Achane gets you 21 points. Tyreek Hill finally kind of off the schneid there, 6 receptions for 83 yards and a score. The rest of the pass catchers, Jonnu Smith has turned himself into a great tight end here moving forward and down the stretch. And I think, you know, you've been starting Jonnu Smith. I'm not breaking news here. 10 receptions for 113 yards. The rest of the Miami Dolphins pass catchers, Jalen Waddle, 4 for 53, I don't trust them. They don't throw the ball enough. They don't spread the ball enough around. Jonnu Smith has been the bane of Tyreek Hill's existence in fantasy football this entire season, most of it. So Jonnu Smith gets 21 points. Probably tied in 1 going into the weekend, I would imagine. Over to the other side of the ball, Jordan Love, 21 for 28, 274, 2 scores. Nice little day, 19 points. Startable moving forward. Josh Jacobs, who's like the 3rd best running back in fantasy football this season, 19 carries for 43 yards. Josh Jacobs, 22 points. Then there's the Green Bay Packers pass catchers. What a mess this is. All right? The hero on Thursday was Jaden Reed. 2 touchdowns. Off of what? 3 receptions for 24 yards. All right, Dontavian Wicks, 4 receptions. Christian Watson, 2 receptions. Tucker Kraft, the tight end, leads them all with 6 receptions for 78 yards. Kraft gets you 14 points. Wicks gets you 7. Watson gets you 9. Reed gets you 20. Flip a 3-sided coin. at least Romeo Doubs was out for this game. You didn't have to choose from him and the rest of the Packers pass catchers. This is what it's going to be moving forward. If I had to rank them, it's probably going to be Reed, Watson, Doubs, Wicks. But again, you really have no idea moving forward, and I don't trust any of these guys in the playoffs. All right, we'll go over Raiders, Chiefs. A little bit of fantasy Goodwin on the other side of this break. We'll run through the injury report. Send me any questions that you have. We'll get to some fire and ice if we have time. One more segment left. One Dude with a Fantasy on Sports Radio, 99 The Game. You may be listening on the Odyssey app.
Now, it's time for Fire and Ice. Which players are on fire? Which players you should put on ice? On One Dude with a Fantasy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
A song of fire and ice. Sports Radio 99 The Game. Welcome back, 404-726-0929. Going to squoze some fire and ice in there when we can. We still got to go run through the injury report and run through this Raiders-Chiefs game real fast. From the text line, though, what up, Moose? Moose, we need to do lunch. Moose and I go way back to the old Outback Steakhouse days, throwing it down. Love visiting that guy's restaurant. Always had his stuff together. Moose has a question for me, though. Bateman, Quentin Johnston, or Zach Ertz in a flex? Rashad Bateman has like four good fantasy games this year and like six games or seven games like under 6 points, something crazy like that. He is the epitome of boom or bust, and I don't trust that. Y'all know that I love volume. All right, this is to put a fire pick out there. Quentin Johnston and Ladd McConkey have great matchups this week. I know that Falcons fans don't want to hear that, but this is a fantasy football show. Of those three, Moose, I'm starting Quentin Johnston. The Falcons give up the sixth most fantasy points to wide receivers in the NFL. All right, you're not worried about the A.J. Terrell shadow because they haven't really been shadowing. Everybody, look, if you listen to this radio station, as the Falcons have been kind of going through it lately, why don't they play more press coverage? I don't know. They give their guys too much space, and the Falcons are almost beat off the line. Quentin Johnston is a guy that Herbert looks at in the red zone. All right? Ladd's going to have the receptions. Quentin Johnson's going to have the big plays. They both have great matchups this week versus the Falcons. So it's going to be Quentin Johnston there. Yes, Rusty, it is absolutely nuts that college football is over. All right? College football is over, and fantasy football is in the penultimate week before the playoffs. Football season flies by, which is why this is what we love. You don't get that much of it. You know, I have league mates in a really big baseball league that I'm in. They give me crap because they think I love football more than baseball. I do not. Baseball is my favorite sport, but fantasy football is much more fun than fantasy baseball. That's why I do a fantasy football show. And I don't do a fantasy baseball show in the summer. All right, I saw another one here on the text line. Oh, who should I start at flex from the 470? Chubb, Tank Dell, or Jerry Jeudy? All right, so the Cleveland Browns are playing the Denver Broncos this week. As much volume as I think Nick Chubb's going to get. He may touch the ball 15 to 20 times. Typically, that's good. I anticipate the Browns playing from behind. The thing about that, because the Broncos are good. Look, we have to kind of admit this at this point. Bo Nix is good. He's a startable fantasy quarterback in most weeks. Jerry Jeudy. I mean, Cortland Sutton has been good. Now, with Jameis, you never know what you're going to get. But most weeks you would assume they're going to be playing from behind. Then the next week he's going to come out and beat the Chiefs or something like that. But look, so they don't use the Cleveland Browns do not use Nick Chubb in the pass game is where I was getting at with that point. Sometimes that'll just take too long to make points. Nick Chubb is uninvolved in the pass game. That worries me in a game where they may be playing from behind. So if they're playing from behind, it's going to be a lot of Jerome Ford. Cedric Tillman is not playing this week for the Cleveland Browns. That means Jerry Jeudy, who has had for two straight weeks the better week than Cedric Tillman, That means Jerry Jeudy's going to be the A number one. That's who Jameis is going to be looking to the most. Oh, but guess who's going to be on the other side of Jerry Jeudy and will be in his face 75% of the time? That's Pat Surtain, too. I'm not going to go back through the list of everybody that Pat Surtain has shut down this season, but it's a lot of guys. For some reason, the only wide receiver that has success against Pat Surtain is Jacoby Myers, who had a good game last week. Don't let that fool you. Pat Surtain's going to be a good, or Pat Surtain's going to continue to be a lockdown corner. I don't have a lot of faith that Jerry Jeudy has a good week this week, so my pick there is going to be Tank Dell. All right, until Stephon Diggs, well, he's probably not going to be back to the Texans next year. He's out for the season this year. I love Tank Dell, even with Nico in there for the Houston Texans. That's who I'm rolling with. One more game to kind of go over here to finish up. It was the Black Friday game. It was Chiefs 19, Raiders 17. The Chiefs, if I'm not mistaken, have not covered in like 10 straight games. Is that about accurate? I think that's kind of accurate. It may be more than that. It may be one or two less. Chiefs don't cover. I hate betting that, though. We do weekly picks on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Two college games, two pro against the spread. As much as I want to pick the Chiefs not to cover on a weekly basis, I can't do it. Maybe just because I want Pat Mahomes to have good years, good seasons, good weeks. I have a little bit of Travis Kelce. We'll start with the Raiders, though. Aiden O'Connell, look, he's startable. Threw for 340 yards, mostly garbage time. He's startable. He's a startable quarterback, too, at a super flex. I'm not rolling into the playoffs with Aiden O'Connell as my starting quarterback. I guess in a great matchup he could, but look, once we get through bye weeks, you may have to start Aiden O'Connell next week. Are the Raiders one of the 14 teams on bye next week? They are not. As far as the Raiders running game goes, keep your eyes peeled on that. They didn't have either Zamir White or Alex Mattison in this game. So the guy to get the most work was actually Sincere McCormick. What a great name that is. Amir Abdullah was right behind him, though, with 10 carries. Sincere McCormick had 12. Amir Abdullah had 10. Sincere McCormick did a little bit more with the work. Look, you're down to the third and fourth running backs on the depth chart. They just signed Amir Abdullah off the street last week, if I'm not mistaken. That being said, Abdullah gets you 7 points. McCormick gets you 8 points. Neither one of them finds the end zone. You want Alex Mattison. And if Alex Madison's hurt, but Zeus White is playing, and you're in a bind, that's when you start Zeus White. I'm not trusting Sincere McCormick moving forward or Amir Abdullah. Sincere McCormick, great dynasty stash, I believe, though. As far as the pass catchers for the Raiders, Brock freaking Bowers, we've known this all season. He's the best tight end in fantasy football. He may be the best tight end in real football. Some other guys that might have something to say about that, but the numbers don't lie. 10 receptions for 140 yards and a touchdown. I am playing against Brock Bowers in one league, and I have him in a couple others. 30 freaking points. To start out from the tight end points, start in from this tight end position, Brock Bowers may end up being that tight end that gets drafted in the first or second round. Moving forward, I'm talking about forward like 2025, 2026 down the road. The reason why you pick Travis Kelce in the first round, I don't know, for like the first, you know, 8 years, 9 years of his career. Hell, even last year, he was probably worth that pick. Is because he gave you so much of a positional advantage over every other tight end that you could start your week every week with a 7-point advantage. In most years, Travis Kelce would score 100 more points than the second tight end. That's what Christian McCaffrey did last year. He scored 100 more points than the number two running back scored. That's why you drafted him first overall. It's not your fault he got hurt. Anyways, back to the Titans. Brock Bowers could end up being that guy. Not ready to plant my flag on that hill yet, but he's very, very, very good, and he's going to be very, very, very good for a long time. 30 points out of Brock Bowers yesterday versus the Chiefs. And then Jacoby Myers, the only other guy you really want. 6 receptions for 97 yards. He continues to be a target monster. Doesn't find the end zone, but he still gets you double-digit points, 16 points. Look, I understand that Trey Tucker caught a touchdown. He had one reception. Don't come at me with this Trey Tucker. Should I start Trey Tucker versus anybody? No. There's two pass catchers you want on the Raiders. It's Brock Bowers or Jacoby Myers, and you can want a lot of those guys. You can start them every week. On the Kansas City Chiefs, Pat Mahomes has a decent day. 17 points. He has played better of late. 24 for 46, 306 in a score. I did think, now it's only seven carries, I did think Isaiah Pacheco was, I thought Kareem Hunt was going to get three-fourths of the Pats or Chiefs carries yesterday. And then they were going to ease Isaiah Pacheco back in. Well, he got exactly half. Kareem Hunt had seven. Pacheco had seven. But Pacheco had a 6.3 yards per carry average, whereas Kareem Hunt had two. Moving forward, Kareem Hunt is only going to be a handcuff and cannot be started in fantasy football moving forward. It's going to be the Isaiah Pacheco show. Now, he only got seven carries. But look, they were kind of playing from behind this whole game. Now, when I say playing from behind, it was only 2 points, 1 point. You know, the lead kind of went back and forth. I'm not sure how many lead changes they had in this game yesterday. But better things are ahead for Isaiah Pacheco, and relegated to the bench is going to be Kareem Hunt. All right, as far as the pass catchers are concerned, Travis Kelce was the busiest, 7 for 68. Kelce gets you 14. He's going to remain in lineups the rest of the season and throughout the playoffs. He's going to pay that off. All right, now DeAndre Hopkins gets you 4 for 90. Noah Gray gets you 4 for 58. Spare me with this Noah Gray nonsense. 4 receptions. Look, I know in the previous 2 weeks that he played, he had 2 touchdowns in each one. Before those 2 weeks, Noah Gray had 4 touchdowns for his entire career. He's going to catch passes randomly. We don't know when that's going to be. It's Kelce. You're not going to move forward with Noah Gray through the playoffs. You're not going to trust Noah Gray as a tight end in the playoffs in fantasy football. Nuke Hopkins, you could probably trust as a flex play moving forward. Same with Xavier Worthy. He's kind of moved into flex consideration. 5 receptions for 54 yards. Neither one of them blow it up. If one of them scores a touchdown, there you go. You lucked out. 13 points for Nuke, 10 points for Xavier Worthy. That's going to wrap our Thanksgiving and Black Friday games. We're going to fly through the injury report now. Youngway Koo, questionable with a hip injury, but he's expected to play. I only mention a kicker because you know how I feel about kickers. Because I am in the Colony Studio, I am in the Colony Square Studios in Midtown, in the city of Atlanta. There are a lot of Falcons fans watching. If you have Youngway Koo on your fantasy team, he is expected to play. Is Youngway Koo available in most fantasy leagues? He probably is. Has not been the best season for Youngway Koo. I mentioned this earlier. Keon Coleman, questionable with a wrist. Sunday Night Football, just have another plan in place. If you do want to trust Keon Coleman on a week with their zero buys, you probably don't have to. Just have another plan in place. Get you somebody out of Monday Night Football or somebody else in the Sunday Night Football game. Cedric Tillman, we've kind of already been through the Browns. Concussion has not been ruled out yet. Didn't practice on Friday. You know how concussions go. Very few guys make it through concussion protocol in a week. Jerry Judy's going to have Pat Surtain. They're playing Broncos. Don't like the Browns this week versus the Denver Broncos, one of the best defenses in the NFL. Xavier Hutchinson for the Texans. I've seen his name. He was one of the most added guys the last couple of weeks. Not playable, but he's questionable. All right, you don't want Xavier Hutchinson, even if he plays. It's Nico. It's Tank. Moving on. Josh Downs out. Alec Pierce, questionable with a foot. Pittman's going to get Christian Gonzalez. A.D. Mitchell may be a thing this week, but you know, no teams on bye. You probably don't need to be starting A.D. Mitchell for the Indianapolis Colts, as they do not have a good matchup versus the Denver Broncos. Trevor Lawrence, questionable with a shoulder injury. He is trending towards playing. Let's see. I know they have a bad matchup, but this is good for Brian Robinson if Trevor Lawrence plays. They're playing the Texans. Oh, the reason why it's a bad matchup, it's a bad matchup for Brian Robinson specifically because Derek Stingley Jr. has been shadowing for the last 3 weeks. Not sure why he wasn't before. He is good enough. Brian Robinson, I would probably still trust in a flex, even though he's going to have Derek Stingley with him, traveling with him. Use that however you may. J.K. Dobbins out with a knee injury for the Chargers versus the Falcons. Do like Gus Edwards this week. Falcons haven't proved they can stop the run either. Gus Edwards definitely needs to be owned. Whenever J.K. Dobbins is back, but it's a knee injury and he's week to week, so we don't know. It's an MCL sprain, I think. I do believe this is going to be a week where we see Kamani Vidal get close to 10 touches. I don't know what he's going to do with that. I wouldn't start him this week. Well, I am starting him, actually, over Tyler Algier. I'm rolling the dice in a situation where I'm kind of behind already. Only because if the Falcons get behind, and the Chargers are a good team, if the Falcons get behind, Tyler Algier kind of goes away. All right, so I love Gus Edwards this week. I should not be in this position with no teams on bye to where I'm starting Kamani Vidal, but here we are. It's a deep league, and that's what I have to do. Jamal Williams may play this week for the Saints. You don't need him. Not going to start him. He's questionable with a groin. Full practice on Friday. Look, if Alvin Kamara should get hurt, you probably got better options on your bench than Jamal Williams. All right. Breece Hall, questionable with a knee. He is expected to play. To go back to that question about the health of Breece Hall. Don't like it. Like I said, you need to own his backup. You don't want to play any of the other Jets running backs if Breece Hall doesn't play, but he is expected to play, so Breece Hall is probably going to be out there. Devontae Smith, the Philadelphia Eagles. Great freaking game this week. I think it's one of the primetime games. Eagles-Ravens. One of the bird games. This is being called a potential Super Bowl matchup. You have to believe that it is. Devontae Smith, questionable with a hamstring. He says himself he's not sure if he's going to play. Most NFL football players are going to tell you, yeah, I'm going to do my best to be out there, and it's the coaches that tell us he's not going to play. When a player says he's not sure if he's going to play, I'm going to trust that and assume that he's not going to play. I don't see a whole lot of want to play in that statement by Devontae Smith, so keep an eye on that one, but it doesn't look like he's going to play. Tajay Spears, questionable with a concussion. He got this concussion last week. I just mentioned concussions. Not likely that he's going to make it through concussion protocol in 1 week. When Tajay Spears does not play, you love Tony Pollard. When Tony Pollard does not play, you love Tajay Spears. When they both are playing, it's just a split backfield. Don't trust it. Austin Eckler is out with a concussion. Brian Robinson will be a good play for you this week. Chris Rodriguez should be owned, I believe. He was elevated from the practice squad this week for the Washington Commanders. I'm not starting Chris Rodriguez this week. I am starting Brian Robinson. But I do want to see, I do think that Chris Rodriguez needs to be owned before next week. I think that this could be a week where you see what he has. This could be a week where the Commanders want to see what they have in Chris Rodriguez. All right, so should be owned. Should not be started. Stash him on your bench. Let me check the text line real fast before I have to get out here for college football game time. Do you prefer online Black Friday Christmas shopping or actually go to the store? Well, there is no going to the store anymore, Rusty. I do appreciate the question. That's what I missed. I did Black Friday online shopping this week. I bought a TV, 3 TV stands, mounted 2 TVs yesterday in my new crib. But I did my Black Friday online shopping on like Tuesday. It's not the same. I loved waking up at 6 a.m. and going with my kids to Best Buy and watching people fight over stupid toys. So that's your answer to your question, Rusty. I'm old school. That's going to do it for One Dude with a Fantasy. I see Garrett Neighbor itching to get in here. Talk about an 8 overtime freaking thriller for UGA. Goodness gracious, catch the freaking football. That's going to do it for me, One Dude with a Fantasy. Sports Radio 929 The Game. I'll see y'all next week. Peace out.